KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you on this fine Monday. It's not often you get to interview somebody that you started off when you first get to know them yelling at them. But I have a guest named Nick Fehrenbach. He's a young man, 7 years in business with Faith Moving Company. He's going to be here today talking to us about what you should look for in a moving company. But Nick was also a basketball player once upon a time. And did I cause you any lifelong problems by yelling at you to play defense, Nick?
You know, I don't think any lifelong problems, probably just temporary. But I learned how to play defense, that's for sure.
Well, you guys really, the thing I like most about the group that you played with is that you didn't depend upon the coaches to bring the energy. Mm. You guys, we had to calm you guys down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because you guys were going 1,000 miles an hour the whole time. And I always appreciated that because the effort was never something we had to coach up. We just had to kind of concentrate on X's and O's and in fact had to be a little bit patient, right?
Right, yeah.
Sorry, I had to talk about sports a little bit because that's where I met you. Nick is the owner of Faith Moving Company. Their website is faithmovingcompany.com. Their phone number is 505-552-3680. I want to read from his website. It says, "We're not just movers. We're your neighbors, deeply rooted in the Albuquerque community. We understand the nuances of relocating here and offer a comprehensive range of services to make your transition smooth. From packing to junk removal, we've got you covered with Faith Moving Company. You're not just moving your belongings. You're transitioning into the next exciting chapter of your Albuquerque story." Now, Nick, I'm an old guy. I'm 67 years old. I've moved a few times. And I've had not so good experiences and good experience. I've not ever done business with Faith Moving Company. I'm looking forward to doing that. I think something like that may be coming up sooner than later. And we want to make sure that our audience knows about moving. So we're going to start with just something about you, Nick. Tell us about you and your family.
Yeah. Yeah. So, been in business 7 years, started the company, just out of a Toyota Corolla, actually. I would throw dollies in the back there and go rent U-Hauls and kind of got started that way. But my family is the reason, my motivation for the business. I just wanted to give them a better life and bless other families as well. I have a beautiful wife named Jordan. We've been married 6 years and we have a little boy together named Nick, Nick Jr. And they are my motivation, the reason I get up in the morning. And Jordan is now working in the business with me here and there. She's also a nurse, but the days she's off, she comes and works in the business, and we've made it blossom from there.
So Jordan, your wife's working 24 hours a day, little nursing, little moving, administration.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We needed a woman's touch in the business, let's just say. As you can imagine, moving is a lot of guys, and it was great to have her in there, you know.
Well, I told you before we started that a large part of our audience are women 35 to 55,
right.
Some younger, some older, but a lot of women kind of handle this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of the women are taking care of the furnishings.
Yes.
You know, they're doing all those kind of things. Yeah. How long have you been in New Mexico?
My whole life.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I've been here, born and raised.
And you decided to stay here?
Yes, yes.
Why?
Sure did. Well, I love this state, and I understand the weather. It's great weather here for moving, mm-hmm. and very low cost to get started. And me and Jordan have a home together, and just decided to make this our home. There is plans for expansion as well, but there will always be a Faith Moving in New Mexico.
Yeah. Talk to me about, as we're talking about all of this, mm-hmm. your personal faith in Christ informs the way you do everything. How does it inform your business?
It informs everything from the name to as you can imagine, the moving industry is very, very hard and a very hard industry. There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of liabilities. And so he is my peace when I need peace. He is my motivation when I need motivation, as far as like, I just listen to what he tells me and I follow it. And it's been a blessing upon blessing for me. The name Faith Moving comes from the scripture in Matthew 17:20 about the faith of a mustard seed moving mountains. Mm. And so that's where just the smallest amount of faith that you need to do anything in life. So we're moving mountains in people's lives. So that's kind of where that,
you know, I'm from. I think I am identifying with that, what you just said, because I'm one of those, probably I would call it myself, I'd call myself a pain in the neck customer that should have hired a moving company a couple times, but I was so macho I could carry that 8-drawer dresser without emptying the drawers and got myself in trouble on some staircases. You see that pretty commonly?
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely. Not only, you know, damaging items if they try to do it themselves, but the backs. And we only have one back. You know, you can always, you know, repair drywall, patch up some drywall, but the back is the issue, not having the right equipment. We actually have had some customers who weren't our customers, but we were giving them advice and called back and said it was a disaster trying to do it ourselves. We'll hire you next time, you know, and it's, you know, back problems don't go away very easily. So,
you know, I was thinking moving, and hopefully I've probably moved, frankly, a few too many times. Mm. I think my kids were a little frustrated. I moved a few too many times. So, but you do a lot more than moving. Tell us about all your services, because you do a lot of things.
Yeah, absolutely. So moving is the core that we do, but we also do junk removal, donation takeaways for people. And believe it or not, we even become like kind of interior designers here and there. Like, you know, people are like, well, should we have this couch here? Like we really try to give them a move-in ready product. So that way when we leave, it's set up exactly how they want it.
So I'm thinking of these hide-a beds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those things are not light.
Right.
So if you've got a woman that wants to change around a living room and do a few things, will you come over and help her for a couple hours, do that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually do a guarantee where, like, if you're not happy with items, if you, you know, wake up in the morning and said, I would rather have that over, you know, in the other corner, we come back and we have a guarantee where we want your house to be set up. So we'll do that free of charge.
Yeah, I love that. But I think there's people, like I know my mom. I have three younger sisters. So when we were growing up, my mom, I don't know how she did this, but she would change our rooms around about October of every year and like May of every year.
Okay.
The summers, for some reason, were always a little different layout. And I think we, through that process, would find ideally where stuff fit the best or what we liked. But she's so if there's somebody that wants to just change their house around for a new look, or they want to move out some old furniture because they just bought new furniture, again, that's not necessarily moving, but I people need to think about using a moving company to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the best way to move is to declutter before moving. That is absolutely the best way to move. We've seen a lot of downsizing as well. People retiring and moving closer to grandkids and getting rid of clutter that way. But yeah, we definitely provide that service, and a lot of moving companies do.
Do you see people coming to the realization that they've got a bunch of stuff that they don't need?
Yes, sometimes, and sometimes not, but we help them through it either way. And as you can imagine, when I first started the business, people would just give things away, and my wife had to say, stop bringing home items.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, so, it's definitely, we as humans, we're collectors for sure.
And what is labor-only moving?
Mm-hmm. So labor-only would be, we would just provide, a lot of times people will pack those pod containers.
Oh, yeah.
That get dropped off, or they'll be moving across state lines and want to drive themselves. So we'll just load a moving truck for them, get it packed professionally.
You know, I notice there's a few restaurants in particular. Like, I love to go to this restaurant called Lily and Liam's up in Rio Rancho.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little hole-in-the-wall kind of place across the street from Intel. Mm-hmm. And they kind of doubled the size of their store. And I always wonder, who moves all these tables and stuff? Do you help commercial businesses too?
We sure do. Yes, sir. Yeah, we move commercially. We do anywhere from big call centers to small offices. So we really can do most things when it comes to moving.
Yeah. So let's talk right now, if you're an individual, what should you be looking for in a moving company generally?
Yeah, Jim. Yeah, several things. First and foremost, you want to make sure they're licensed and insured. And specifically for anybody in New Mexico, we actually have something specific called NMDOT. You've heard of the DOT, which is the Department of Transportation. And I would say 48 out of 50 states require just the DOT number. Well, New Mexico's specifically requires their own licensing and insurance, or licensing. which is the NMDOT. It used to be called the PRC. Mm. So in order for a company to actually do business here as a moving company, you have to have the NMDOT number. So that's a really quick way for people to tell if they got a legit moving company or not.
Okay, so let's compare. Let's say I'm thinking about the heaviest oak dresser known to humankind going down two flights of stairs. You have an insured company, and you have the guy that just went and rented a U-Haul and wants to help somebody. Again, both with well intention and this and that, but what if that dresser goes down and gets broken? Right. What's the difference between the two?
Yeah, so the difference between the two is if a company who has a license through the state of New Mexico will have insurance, and so hopefully that company is responsible enough to file a claim or to cover it. Someone without a NMDOT number does not necessarily have insurance, and so you're kind of at the mercy at this point of whether or not they're going to decide to bail and not repair your furniture. But I think the worst case scenario would be someone like breaking a leg.
An actual human injury. And then they're filing liability claims and
lawsuits.
Stuff.
Yes, sir. So I think that if you that you need to find a vet company that has an NMDOT number, because they cannot be a mover if they're not insured. And their equipment is up to snuff too.
Do you know the tricky ways, and do you train your people how to carry things safely?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have a lot of equipment that helps. That makes us look stronger than we actually are.
But when you talk about equipment, I mean, there's equipment that helps you go up and down stairs.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, stairs, it's a pretty much just be strong and grab it and lift it up. But yeah, there's quite a bit of equipment that we get to use. But
And tell me about your employees. What kind of training they go through, background checks, that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Again, with the NMDOT, you have to be fully vetted and background check. And they have certain criteria.
So the regulators require that you background check people that work for you.
Yes. Every mover.
Yeah. As people are looking for a moving company, is that easy to check?
It is. Yeah. So what I would suggest them first and foremost is asking the moving company they're considering, what is your NMDOT number? And if they have no idea what that is, it's a red flag there. But you can also go to the nmdot.gov and it'll show a list of every mover on there alphabetically and their exact license number. So that's a great one. That's nmdot.gov.
I love that. I love that. Nick Fehrenbach is the owner of Faith Moving Company here in Albuquerque. He and his wife, Jordan, 6 years in the business and growing.
Right. Yeah.
And growing family. I'm not volunteering for you that. You know I have 5 children.
Yeah, yeah. That was my goal originally. Then I had the one. I'm like, all right, let me reduce that number a little bit.
Yeah, Nick's. But as soon as you said that your son's name was Nick, I was thinking about the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding, where everybody's named Nick.
Well, yeah.
I'm just teasing
you. No, everyone literally in my family is named Nick.
Is that right?
He is the 11th. That in a row. Is, yeah.
You're going to be just like the movie. This is Nick, 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 and Nikki.
Exactly.
That's funny. Nick, you're going to stay with us one more 15-minute segment. We appreciate you being here. And also should let everybody know, Nick's company is going to be a sponsor of KLYT, and we very much appreciate that and that support. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, you can give us a call at 338-5790, of course, area code 505. Nick's going to talk to us a little bit more about the way people get taken advantage of and, you know, some of the things that a legitimate company will do to protect you and maybe how estimates are done and all those kind of things. So you'll understand a lot about moving after we have a chance to talk with Nick one more segment. So Brianna, take us away to the sponsors and we'll say thank you. We'll be back with Nick right after these messages.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Nick Fehrenbach is the owner of Faith Moving Company. Faithmovingcompany.com is their website, 505-552-3680. Gosh, I'm just noticing, even with a 14-point font, this old guy is maybe needing some glasses.
Just increase the font.
Increase the size. That's funny. Hey, Nick, what's a way that a a customer, a moving customer, might be taking advantage, be taken advantage of? What do they need to look out for?
Yeah, that's a big one. I'm glad we can talk about that. The biggest, I don't want to call it scam, but scheme, I guess, that less reputable moving companies may do is what's called a lowball estimate, or a kind of a bait and switch scheme. And so what that would be is, you know, promising a quote that looks really good, and sometimes they look too good to be true. And they come in with a low price, and then at the end of the move, you're surprised with thousands of more dollars than you were expecting. And sometimes your furniture gets held hostage.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
Right, that, you know, pay up, or we're going to hold on to your stuff until you do.
Yeah, and we probably should talk about, you don't just handle local moves. You'll handle a move from here to North Carolina or to California or whatever.
Yes, yep. And that's we see that a lot more in the interstate realm, is these bait and switches, but we do see them all the time locally as well. And so one way to avoid that is to make sure your moving company, especially if you have three bedrooms or up, come in and do an in-home estimate. Because the way that these lowball estimates are working is they're just quoting over the phone, never seeing the situation at all.
Oh.
And saying, oh yeah, we think it'll take, because most of our estimates are hourly based. So they'll say, we think it'll take 3 or 4 hours, when in actuality, it's a 9 to 12 hour move. And so these people are surprised at the end with a way higher price. So we reverse things. We always go into homes. We try to, unless they won't let us, and we'll go and check out these homes and these situations. So as a company owner, I would want to be prepared anyways for like what's coming up, because not every home is the same.
Right.
Some may have minimal furniture. Some may have a lot. And so this helps us to go in, get an exact quote for that customer for their unique situation. And then our surprise is generally a lower price at the end, because we like to overestimate and surprise them with a lower price. But we just want to overestimate so that way they...
So like, would this be an example? You might say to somebody, this is going to take us 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you finish in three. You only bill them for three.
For the three, yes. For local moving.
Okay.
Interstate's a bit different. But another thing to look out for is unresponsive or non-communicative companies. We hear it all the time. People call us and say, hey, do you have availability this afternoon? Our movers didn't show up this morning.
And, oh, wow.
And it's happening more and more. And that's like one of the worst things that could happen to you. You're supposed to be out of the home. You're relying on these people, and now everyone else is booked. And so if they aren't communicating with you from the very beginning, sending you emails or at least following up your calls when you have questions for them, or at the very least calling you a day or two before your move, then that is a big red flag. And that could leave you with no movers come moving day. I think the last thing people want to look for as well is just really, it's nice and simple, but reviews. Just look at their reviews online. There's so much now for Google, Yelp, Better Business Bureau. Check them out, kind of, and also the NMDOT number. With those combined, you can definitely find reputable companies.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about, you know, how you do an estimate. I guess hourly makes sense. Mm-hmm. I see so many moving companies where they have two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sometimes need more than two guys?
Absolutely, yes. Two guys is the minimum, I think, for anything. Two bedrooms and under, you know, is fine with two guys. But generally, we send three guys per truck just to make things expeditious. Like,
and there's some efficiencies with
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're going to actually charge less money because it's going to take less time.
Correct, yes.
And what I dare say, it's going to be safer for everybody involved?
Absolutely. And, you know, it just helps to alleviate that load throughout the day for the guys. So a lot of bigger homes, we'll send four or five gentlemen and knock out that move quick. So that way you're, you know, sipping on some tea by 5 p.m. and enjoying your home like you should be.
Nick, I don't have this question on my plate today on our little list, but I do want to ask you anyway. And that is, so many people are looking for jobs. Are you looking for anybody to hire?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we are. We are hiring all the time because we are continually expanding. God has just blessed us with truck after truck and just business and referrals. And we are always looking at hiring. But the best thing that that is my favorite part of owning this business is coaching young men, just like you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that has become my passion. So actually, we don't just train for moving. I have Monday motivationals where I come in with my team and I teach them things I'm learning from my business coaches. I teach them how to budget, how to time crunch, how to have better relationships with their wives and their kids, like just things that I'm learning from men that I respect.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been huge for my business, because the more they grow, the better they can help others. And I think every business owner should take that approach and pour into their team.
Yeah, I think that sounds really good. So do you prefer people apply online at your website?
Yes. Yeah, they can. There is a tab on there under careers where they can apply, or they can just call our office.
Yeah, so the website is faithmovingcompany.com, 505-552-3680. And I want to go back now to just a little bit about, if you're looking for a moving company, you've kind of mentioned three things. There's the old bait and switch where somebody's going to tell you, oh, yeah, we'll move you in 3 hours. It takes nine and you get a bill for nine.
Right.
That's a big problem.
Yeah.
I'm shocked, though, to hear that a lot of companies do that kind of thing without actually going and looking at the project. And that's something that you guys do.
Yes.
And I can't imagine how you do an estimate without that.
Without it. It's a big guess, and you're just averaging it on the average three-bedroom home or something.
What about packing?
Yeah. That one is, we do a lot of packing, and that especially needs an in-home estimate for.
Yeah.
I rarely actually accept a packing job without being allowed to go in and see it, because you need to bring the right materials, the right manpower for it, and I would be doing an injustice for people if I wasn't prepared for their pack job.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen some people that have, I don't have this. Mm-hmm. I don't have a spatial, I'm going to call it spatial recognition.
Yeah.
If I'm trying to fit a box in the back of my car,
mm-hmm.
I have a box that's twice as big as the space available, and I can't really figure that out until I try to put the box in that space.
Right.
So you got to kind of have some gifts.
It is a skill.
To load the trucks, to pack the boxes,
mm-hmm.
and you take precautions with padding and paper and all that stuff.
Absolutely, yes. Yep. And we actually, and a lot of the a good moving company as well will protect your floors and your doorways as well in the home.
Okay.
So that's definitely something to look out for when you're looking for moving companies. Ask them what precautions they take to not only cover the furniture, but to cover the doorways and the floors.
Okay, listeners, I'm talking to you right now. How many times have you driven a dresser right into the door jamb? I'm raising my hand right now. And you're training your team not to do those kinds of things.
Correct, yes.
But you also have, what do you put up, some cardboard or something so they can't do that?
They actually are custom pads that wrap around the door frame and the door to keep, and the furniture comes out wrapped. So it's blanket on blanket if they do.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think people are listening to this and getting some good ideas. I think that they need to understand Faith Moving Company, mm-hmm. and kind of some standards that you've set. And I hope, Nick, that people will appreciate that you're sponsoring programming here on the radio station. What kind of made you decide to do that, to become a sponsor?
Yeah. I mean, I've grown up, in Calvary, other churches as well, but Calvary. So just being here at this campus is amazing. Honestly, just getting to know you again.
Mm-hmm.
But just the mission you guys are, have set out for. It's, spreading the word of God, the great teachers that you have on this radio station. And your listeners are my people.
Yeah. And Nick, I do want to say something though.
Yeah.
And I only know this because I asked you last week when we talked.
Yeah.
You're not just hiring people that share your faith.
Right.
You're hiring good workers,
mm-hmm.
and you're hoping that they want to have a conversation about this. But this is not something you're forcing on people.
Correct. Yeah. You don't have to be a Christian to work for us. We just ask that you respect our values. And that is so correct. I've had a lot of people come to me and question, questions about God who aren't believers, and I've actually been able to bring to the kingdom. And
yeah, and so I want to know that too. You've actually been able to share your faith and people have said, wow, I kind of like that.
Yes, absolutely. And it's really like, you don't have to be a minister to spread the word. I think the workplace is an amazing place to do it.
Yeah, you share your faith and the Holy Spirit does the rest, right? Yeah,
yes, sir. Yep.
Nick, I so appreciate you being here. Faith Moving Company is Nick's company. They've been around about 6 years. Their phone number is 505-552-3680. You can check out their NMDOT number, insured, licensed, and people that are well-trained. I appreciate your willingness to be here today, tell our listeners about it, and you'll move churches, businesses, individuals, you name it.
Yes, sir.
That person that's getting ready to go to college from high school, will you help them move to their dorm?
I sure will.
There you go. Yeah. Nick Fehrenbach with us. Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.
Thank you, Jim.
We're going to be back with Tim Stewart. He's the CEO of Impact Nations. We'll be right back. I hope you'll be with us. Bye.